From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Melissa Block.
And I'm Robert Siegel. New numbers out today show the death toll in Iraq fell dramatically in October for Iraqi civilians, security forces, and for U.S. troops. The Iraqi Interior Ministry says violence is down nearly 70% since June. That's when the surge of U.S. forces was completed. Many Iraqis are skeptical, but the reduction of violence will last unless the Iraqi government does more to take advantage of the progress. From Baghdad, NPR's Eric Westervelt reports.
Just yesterday, Iraqi security forces removed massive concrete blast walls that had blocked car traffic and access to Palestine Street in the Zayouna neighborhood of eastern Baghdad since the summer of 2003. The reopening of the area means Abir Abdullah can now safely take her two children to a nearby park and garden to play. It's an outing the family wouldn't have dared to make even a few short weeks ago.
Before, we couldn't even open our front doors or visit our relatives and neighbors. Now it's much better. God willing, it'll stay this way.
The 24-year-old housewife nibbles on sunflower seeds and pushes her son on a park swing, offering thanks to Allah, not the Iraqi government, for the improved security.
The people, I tell you, the people did this. They got tired and challenged all the problems. The insurgents, not the government. The government did nothing. Our neighborhoods are still very bad. But here, we can stay out now until 9 or 9:30 at night.
Iraqi Interior Ministry figures, considered an imperfect yet instructive tally, show that 317 Iraqi civilians were killed in October in Greater Baghdad. Last January, when sectarian violence still raged, the monthly death toll nearly hit 2,000. Also, the U.S. military reports that 38 American servicemen lost their lives in Iraq in October, the lowest monthly death toll since March 2006, and well below the 65 killed in September. But security progress remains incredibly fragile. The U.S. military says Sunni extremists continue to control key parts of the Baghdad districts of Adamiya, Mansour, and West Rashid. In Huriya in northwest Baghdad, rival Shiite factions are killing each other for control of Sunni-owned homes whose residents they forced to flee the area. North of Baghdad, bombings and sectarian killings continue to plague the cities of Bakuba and Kirkuk, and there are ongoing clashes between rival Shiite groups in the south. Philip Reeker, the spokesman for the U.S. ambassador to Iraq, says nonetheless security has improved enough to open a window of opportunity.
People are saying we've had enough of this, we want to move forward with our lives, and that means jobs, it means economic development.
But it appears the Iraqi government is doing little to foster development. A new report by the U.S. Government Accountability Office shows that the $103 billion Iraqi reconstruction effort remains uneven at best. Even many Iraqi lawmakers concede that sectarianism and political paralysis continue to impede Iraq's rebuilding, further undermining public trust in the government.
They see a sign of some security improvement, but they want to see improvement in the services, improvement politically, improvement in corruption.
Dr. Mahmoud Othman is a Kurdish member of the Iraqi parliament. Several key Iraqi ministries, he says, remain bogged down by corruption, security fears, sectarianism, and incompetence.
The political forces, they don't get together away from sectarian differences and problems and so on. If that doesn't happen, I'm afraid security couldn't last.
The U.S. military credits security progress in part to new alliances with Sunni tribes and former insurgents who are now helping in the fight against al-Qaeda in Iraq. These American-funded concerned citizens groups, as the U.S. military calls them, have bolstered security while providing jobs to Sunnis. But it's a temporary fix. Andrew Passan heads the State Department's reconstruction team for Baghdad. He says now is a critical moment for the Iraqi government, quote, to step up and play a much bigger role in creating jobs and improving services.
The surge has created a much more permissive security environment. We need to exploit the surge. We need to exploit the chance to go out and engage where Iraqi institutions can work more safely throughout the city.
But few Iraqis have faith that the U.S.-backed government will move swiftly to make the necessary political and economic compromises to capitalize on the hard-won and still delicate security gains. Eric Westervelt, NPR News, Baghdad.